This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-amdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome every single one of my brothers and sisters in al-Islam to this short session bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. How many of you are from outside as-salam? Where do you live, Sheikh? You look like a big mufti sahab, mashallah. Where do you live, Sheikh? Port Jefferson. Jayid. And Dr. De, the one who's looking in the girl's side all the time? Yeah, the one with the Adidas. Where are you from, Sheikh? From Durban, Springfield Park. Excellent. How many of you are from very, very far? From where, Sheikh? Pretoria. MashaAllah. And Doctor? Bloemfontein. But are you here every time? You stay here, isn't it? You stay in Bloemfontein. So where did I see you last time? Here. You are studying here. So you stay here. I'm saying for this program, who came from outside of town for this program? From where, Ukhti? VII. Excellent. Dr. Abdullah Khair. Give him my salams, inshallah. Last year we came there. You remember? We asked everybody, what's your name? What's your name? Some people don't know their name. My phone. Some subhanAllah. I mean, I don't know you. If you want to get married, some people, they say every time, if you want to get married, Verlam Islamic Center has got very good girls. But I went there. You ask the girl, what's your name? She says, Sumayya. And then you ask the girl, what's your name? Inilgam. Sumayya. And you ask, what's your name? Sumayya. Hey, everybody, 100 people, all Sumayya. I don't know. And then they say, it's grade 12. She said, but I'm studying in grade 12. But everybody copying names, Sumayya. I don't know. Huh? No, it wasn't like that. I don't know. Maybe it was somewhere else. I don't know. Maybe it was where? Huh? No, it was Zarlam. But anyway. Anyway, khair. Anyone else from further? Father Ukhti?
From Springfield Park.
Springfield Park. Anyone else there? Someone had their hand?
From A.A. Motala.
A.A. M.A. Motala. Excellent. M.A. Motala. How many of you from M.A. Motala?
14.
Only ladies or guys too? How many guys from M.A. Motala? Doctor there. Huh? Did I see you there at M.A. Motala? No. You saw me there? No. And this man here? Did I meet you there at M.A. Motala? No. Khair, inshallah. Hayyakum Allah, I'm Shaykh. Tell me, I got a question for you now. Very important question. Now I'm talking like I'm from, I come from Tongat. So now I can talk like, you want me to talk like, you see we have these Al-Kawthar courses. Visit the website. You have internet? You know there is something is called the internet. You know that? You know there's something now. Yeah, it's very important. It's called the internet. You know about this? I'm like your friend. I'm not like, you know, some big sheikh here, Molana. I don't have turban like him. Like me, you saw, I don't even got hat. I'm so small, they don't even give me a hat to wear. This man, he got hat, plus he got turban. They say, no, this man, yeah, we can't give you hat. Anyway, so I'm like your friend, so that's why I'm joking here. Don't take offense. Don't think, hey, this man is playing fools with me, he's messing around or something. I'm just trying to talk to you like a friend, okay? Khair. I got one problem. You tell me about this problem. What's your name, Sheikh?
Mawanda.
Okay, so Mawanda. Come, Haji. Mawanda, what if, for example, you were invited somewhere? All right, they told you, Mawanda, you must be there before 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, we need you, Mawanda. Why you need me? Mawanda, you see, you're a very special man, and we got a special job for you, and we got a special lecture you must give, Mawanda. So Mawanda, he comes from where? Where do you stay, Mawanda?
Amlazi.
And so Mawanda, he didn't come from Amlazi. He came from Stanga. He came from Stanga to As-Salam. And then when he comes there 4 o'clock, because you want to be on time, because the Muslim was always on time, isn't it? Adhan, did we give the Adhan late? Adhan is on time. When you're breaking your fast, you see anybody? He says, no, the timetable, it says 5:30. But me, I'll go 6:30, it's no problem. You see anybody who does that? Unless he's mad. All right? Otherwise, he can make it 4:30, he'll make it 4:30. Change his watch. But 5:30, we break fast, mashallah. Now, Mawanda, he comes and he is there at 4:05. Then Mawanda, they tell him, no, Mawanda, you must sit here and you must see now, you know, we got this problem, that problem, this one, that one. And then they tell Mawanda, you must wait 5 minutes. Mawanda waits 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes, and then 20 minutes, and then 30 minutes, and then 1 hour. And Mawanda, he came with his wife, and he brought his little son too. And he says, Mawanda says, the wife and son, you sit in the car now. I know you're tired. I know you want to go home. I know you want to sleep. I know it's a very long day. Because Mawanda, he was teaching from 9:30 in the morning. And then he came. And now Mawanda's wife and his son are sleeping in the car. You think Mawanda is going to be a happy man? Huh? Mawanda is going to be a very sad man, isn't it? And that too, Mawanda, he came from Stanga for free. They're not giving him nothing. He's not coming money. If they were giving him Mawanda 1,000 rand, and then they say 1 hour late, no problem. I mean, you're giving 1,000 rand, give Mawanda 1,000 rand, you can make it 5 hours late, no problem. Isn't it? We know the value of what you call it now? The Mabidas. Madibas. Madiba, no. We all know the value of Madiba notes. So now, 2 hours at 6 o'clock, they tell Mawanda, come now. Now we got special talk. 2 hours late. See Mawanda, see he's crying. He's so sad. See, that's my story now. So my wife, she's sitting in the car there. Tonight when I go, I got no supper tonight. No supper tonight. I have a problem now. From here till Tongat, I'm one of two things. I'm going to hear one way, or I'm not going to hear anything. It's going to be like that. All right? So now, one sister from here, right? Or maybe two sisters. If you go there, you see my white Toyota Corolla there. All right? If you can go there, and then you can see my wife, she's in the car there. Maybe she's sleeping. Maybe she'll hit you or something. But you go there, and my son Yusuf, you tell them if they want to come. No, you don't tell them, I said. You go there and you tell them, no, we got a special thing. You must come, please. Okay, you go and take one friend of yours. All right? Go there. Right. But if she hits you, it's not my fault, yeah? Keep your distance, yeah. If she's sitting in the back seat, you just stand by the boot. So that's my story now. You see now? But I waited 2 hours. I waited 2 hours to talk to you people. SubhanAllah. So how is you, Yamat Mashaykh? You okay? And then these people, look at how dirty. Look here. Look at this. This is dust for 5 years. 5 years dust. Anyway, hayyakallah. How many of you are still in school? Brothers, how many of you still in school? 1, 2. Jay, how many of you finished school? What are you doing, Sheikh?
Now I'm doing B.Ed.
B.Ed where?
At UNISA,
excellent. Doctor?
Electrical Engineering,
excellent. Where? Which campus?
Engineers campus.
That one is registered?
Yes.
You sure? Huh? That one's a Spaza college there.
No.
Huh?
You can find it in the internet.
But remember something. I mean, you must know this. Listen carefully. This is just for your life. You go to a government university, government technicon, etc. You know it's 100%. Right? You go to maybe a good private one, you know it's also 100%. But you know that there's many of your family, many of my family, they went to this college, that college, they went studied there 2 years, 3 years, they spent 50,000 rand, 20,000 rand, but na idli lelo mali. They just ate the money, and now he's got nothing. They gave him a certificate, you can use toilet paper. Yes or no? Many people, they rob like that. I'm not saying your college, but you know there's many colleges like that. You go and you study, and these people are sharks. They are sharks. People go and they pay their money. Maybe his mother is a domestic worker and she saves every month, 50 rand, 100 rand, 20 rand. The father is working extra time. And the son, he goes there, he studies, he finishes 1 year, diploma, but he can't do anything with it. It's a waste of time. You know what we're talking about. So be careful where you put your money. Be careful where you study. Jayid? Khair, inshallah. Jayid. So now tell me now, with Mawanda's problem, what are we going to do? Because 6 o'clock he was supposed to leave. Now it's 20 past 6.
Basically, if I'm the one actually inviting him, the first thing will be to apologize for the inconvenience that came from
They did
son.
That. Sorry doesn't change anything. You know that. I told my wife how many times now. I told, sorry. Ask her if it means anything. If I'm now to Tongat, I'll say I'm sorry. I can't lute talk.
That's the
nothing. First stage. And then after that.
That's the first one.
All right, and then.
Yeah. I can reason it in terms of...
And then, you're a politician, you talk too much, man. quickly now.
No, the thing is, it would depend on what I can compensate.
Oh my God. You must join one of the parties. Are you in any of the parties?
No.
Side story, Amashaykh, side story. Why aren't you people in the ANC youth wing? Why? Why aren't most of you, you know, part of the ANC or part of any organization, any of these parties? Why? Why? Huh? Any of you are? Part of the ANC? Jaid, how far are you? I got a friend in Pretoria. He came to South Africa when he was like maybe 7 months old. He was born where? He was born in Bangladesh. Friend in Johannesburg, Pretoria. He was born in Bangladesh. He came to South Africa when he was 5 months old, 6 months old. And he, you know, he's in the ANC in Pretoria. You know, he's moving his way. He's now about 26, 27 years old. You know, he knows this comrade, the mayor of Pretoria. He knows him on the first-hand basis. And then he was telling me so much of benefits besides the gravy train and Kandla and you get a big pool and all that, besides all of that, all right? Other benefits he was telling me, he says, for example, look here, in my area in Pretoria, where he stays, he says, you see this building here? This building was full of prostitutes. This building was full. It was crime, drugs, prostitutes. He says, every time we tell the police, do something, they're doing nothing. So one day, the ANC branch from that area in his ward, they went to the police station. And they were standing outside and they had their placards and they said, we're not moving from here until you sort out that building. The captain, he said, we can't, what are we going to do? We take them out today, they come back tomorrow. We can't do anything. They said, okay, look at how clever. The ANC ward then said, if you don't sort it, then we will petition the mayor to put someone else in your place who will sort it out. Because we are the citizens and you need to sort it out. So that captain, he thought, no, they just talk nonsense. They petitioned the mayor. They got that captain out. They put another captain in his place because remember, the parliamentarians, the mayor, they're all looking for votes. They all want to keep the wards happy. Yes or no? Assalamu alaikum. Sit here. They all want to make, you know, all the wards, everybody happy. Oh, okay. I am Zulu. Now, I'm going to say, I don't know, is it Zulu properly? I'm going to say, Zulu. Then Utongati, then Shirali, Shaka Skral, close to Shaka Skral, when they are Shaka Skral. Yeah. Anyway, Yamashaykh, back to our story now, what we were saying? We said, join the ANC, join these parties, because you know, you can probably do something. Side note, hopefully you don't know too much about all of this, but for example, like in Verulam, there's a center there of the Shia, right? The Shia, they have a center there. And the guy who's in charge, and many of the Shia across the country, they're very, very active in the ANC. Very active. You know, they're moving through the ranks. Whereas our fellows, mashallah, Allah, Allah. And, you know, waste of time. Mushkila. Mushkila, right? Khair, inshallah. Yalla. So, Ya Mashaykh, I think the best idea what we can do now, as it is, when he has, right? Minafuna hamba manje, right? So, I only got like 20 minutes or something. I was supposed to talk about Islam in Africa. Islam in Africa. Someone might say, ish, Islam in Africa. Because Islam is from Arabia. Islam is from Saudi Arabia or this or that and all the long stories and all of this. All right. Let me ask you. Do you know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where is he buried? When he died, where was he buried? Where is he now? Where is his body? Where is he buried? In Medina. In Medina. Medina Munawwara, that's, you know, we say number one is Makkah. Number two is Medina. And number three is Jerusalem in Palestine. Right? Jerusalem Masjid al-Aqsa. But before Medina, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was still in Makkah, where he was born, where he was doing da'wah, during that time, when the Muslims found it tough, it was too difficult. They say, La ilaha, people ready to hit them, people ready to kill them. One lady, the first martyr. You know what's a martyr? Somebody who dies, you know, like for example, what's his name? Chris Hani. So he was a martyr, you know, for the liberation movement. Give me other names. Steve Biko was a martyr for the liberation movement and many others. Sumayya. Sumayya, what her name was? Sumayya. She was the first martyr in Islam. A Muslim female. A Muslim female. She was the first martyr in Islam. Not any man. The first martyr, we think, but martyr is, you know, the man fighting jihad on the battlefield and so he died. But the first martyr in Islam was a Muslim female. Her name was Sumayya. You know Abu Jahl? You heard of him, Abu Jahl. What does Abu Jahl mean? Father of what? What is ignorant? What does ignorance mean in Arabic? Jahl. Someone says, MashaAllah, Masha, what a big jahil you are. Is that a good thing? You know what a jahil means? Jahil means stupid. Jahil means somebody who, and I as Luto, right? He's ignorant. Sit properly, Mashaykh. Sit properly. Sit properly. Jahil. We can laugh and play, but also we need to do things the right way. All right? So Abu Jahl, what he did was, he took his spear and he poked her up her privates. And she died. This was the first martyr in Islam. This was in Makkah, when the Muslims were being hit left, right and center. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he was making salah in front of the Kaaba one day. He went in sajda and Uthman's stepfather, you know Uthman? Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman. Uthman was the third of the Khalifa, the third of the leaders. Uthman's stepfather, he came with all this filthy, stinking intestines, you know, from a dead cow, dead camel. It's lying 2-3 days in the sun. It's smelling, it's stinking. You got that dog running around here. The dog is alive. But you saw that dog, how it's stinking. You saw that one, as-salam dog. Right? So imagine dead, stinking, smelling. This man, he picked it up and he comes and he puts it on the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's in sajda. The man puts it on his back. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he just sits like that. He just makes sajda like that. He doesn't move. And then the people, they all, they're looking. Abu Jahl is laughing. Laughing at him. And all of his friends, they're laughing. And nobody came to help the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because if they come to help him, and they're Muslim, but if they help him, then the other people will know that they are Muslim. And then they're going to catch it. If I come and help him, then my father is going to know I'm a Muslim. My uncle is going to know I'm a Muslim. When I go home, I'm going to be in problem. So nobody came to help him. Until his daughter, what was his daughter's name? Fatima, small daughter. She came and then she moved everything from his back. So they were going through tough times in Makkah. When the times got so tough, Prophet ﷺ told them, you can't manage now, I know. Go somewhere else. Where did he send them? Did he send them to Jerusalem? Did he send them to Masjid al-Aqsa? Did he send them to India? Pakistan? 40 days, he sent them to Pakistan. He never sent them to Pakistan. Where he sent them? Bangladesh. They didn't go Bangladesh. Nobody went Nigeria. Where did they go? Malawi. No, there was no Malawi that time. They didn't go Malawi. The Mu'adhins were not in Malawi that time. He sent them to Abyssinia. What is Abyssinia today? Ethiopia and Eritrea. Before it was one country. In fact, you can say Ethiopia, Eritrea, and maybe, you know, even Somalia a little bit. That whole area was called Abyssinia. He sent them there. So where's that? That's in Africa. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the first Muslims to Africa. Why? Why? He said because there is a just king. What king? Just king. That when he judges, when he rules in something, he doesn't favor his family. He doesn't favor his party. He doesn't favor this one, that one. He's very just. You know, equality, justice. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent them. And they lived there for many years. You want to know a secret? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's cousin, Ali's brother. You know Ali? Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. Ali's brother's name was Jafar. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam eventually, maybe the Muslims, they stayed in Abyssinia maybe 4 or 5 years. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved from Mecca, he came to Medina. Yes or no? He came to Medina. And then he told all the Muslims, you know, you can come now, let's go to Medina. That's our new house, new home. We'll settle there, we'll make an Islamic state. And they went there. But still, some Muslims, they stayed in Abyssinia. Example, Jafar. He came to Medina in the year 7 AH. That means 7 years, he was still staying in Abyssinia. And the Prophet ﷺ was in Medina. He could have come. There's no problem. He could have come, yes or no? Because it's not Makkah. Makkah, you'll get hiding. But in Medina, it's safe. But Jafar still stayed in Abyssinia for like 7 years. Why? Because it was all good there. MashaAllah. All was fine. Rajul Salih. In fact, one of the Prophet ﷺ's wives, Habiba, her husband passed away in Abyssinia. After her iddah, etc., waiting period was over a couple months, Prophet ﷺ sent proposal, he wants to get married to her. She was in Abyssinia. Who paid the mahar? Prophet ﷺ didn't pay dowry, labola and all this. Who paid? Najashi, Negus, the king of Abyssinia. He said, I will pay it. And so he gave her the money on behalf of the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet ﷺ, His son-in-law Uthman was staying there in Abyssinia. And Uthman was married to who? Uthman was married to who? To the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes or no? Huh? Uthman was married to Ruqayya, daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine this. The daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was living in Africa. Even before Medina or any other place, even before the Muslims even stepped foot in Medina, Islam had its foot in Abyssinia, even before Medina or any other place. Are you with me? The only place Islam went first was in Makkah. Number two, Abyssinia, Africa. Then after that, it went to other places. SubhanAllah. So that means the history of Islam in Africa goes back to the early days. SubhanAllah. Jayid. Read history, ya Mashaykh. Look at those videos. Look at those videos of Malcolm X. Have you watched the documentary on Malcolm X? Malcolm X, Allah blessed him with what? Sitting on that side. Yes, you're on that side.
I can't.
Go on the other side, you'll find her. Jump down. Jump, you'll see. What was Malcolm X gifted with? He was gifted with the gift of the gab. He was a master. He was a master. Watch those videos. They ask him a question and he's not like, you know, not like that. They just ask him the question and straight away, you know, he will give a 5-minute answer like that. Brilliant, 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 subhanAllah. I mean, super brilliant he was. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Watch that documentary. Many documentaries, you know, on Malcolm X, etc. Very, very good he was, subhanAllah. And you know, the early days was what? He was part of the Nation of Islam. What's the Nation of Islam? That Islam is only for the black man. Right? Islam started in Africa, so Islam is only for the black man, nobody else. Technically, they were racist. Just like how you have the white racist, and you have the black racist. Yes or no? And you have a lot of racism in amongst the blacks too. Yes or no? Amongst the Indians with the Indians, you have racism. The whites with the whites, amongst the whites, they have racism too. Oh, but this one here is Africana. This one here is English. Oh, huh? Amongst themselves, they got this. You are potritestres. No. This one is Charles. Everybody. Amongst the blacks too. Oh no, you Pondo. No, this one here, no, he's from this place. No. They got their own. Everybody got that. And that's why. So listen something. Listen. And that's why to go against it, you get so much reward. To go against that racism, because sometimes it's like inside. Sometimes where you're born or whatever, it's part and parcel of your blood. But you have to go against it. You have to fight the shaitan. You have to fight the devil. Are you with me? You see, how many of you got kids? Hamza's got a son. Son, Hamza. You see Hamza's son, mashallah. What's his age now? What's his age?
2 years
old. Hamza's son, if you give him the cell phone, his cell phone, he's playing a game. And you tell what's his name? Irshad. You tell Irshad, share the cell phone, share it with Ahmed, and let Ahmed also play. Let Yusuf also play with the cell phone. No, it's my cell phone. I don't want to share. It's mine. Yes or no? Children, 1 year old. But he says, no, it's mine. I don't want to share. You tell him, no, sharing is caring. He says, no, it's mine. Oh, he starts crying. He says, no, I want his mine. That's why you get so much of reward if you give sadaqah. Because you fight your nafs. Your nafs wants mine. It's mine. You're born inside you. It says, no, it's mine. Everything mine. But when you give sadaqah and you take out 10 rand and you give in charity or 100 rand, 1,000 rand, whatever, you're fighting your nafs. Yes or no? That's why the reward is so much. You know what sadaqah, what's the root of sadaqah? It comes from the word sidq. What does sidq mean? Sidq means truthfulness. When you give charity, you are truthful. What do you mean you're truthful? Meaning you believe that Allah is truthful. Because Allah said, if you give charity, then we will reward you 700 times and 1,000 times and all these times. Yes or no? But do you see it? When you give charity in your wallet, you took out 100 rand, you had 500, you took out 100, how much left? Don't give me a Malema answer. Malema said, if you had 500, you took out 100, you got 600, isn't it? Nando's, we will give you change. You saw that, you didn't see that. You didn't see that advert. You didn't see that. There was a Nando's advert, they were making fun. Alright, I know some of you are... We're going just now. Good. Alright, there was an advert they made with regards to Malema. Alright. They said, so there was a Nando's advert. And you know Nando's, they make very funny adverts, isn't it? So there was one advert, they said advertised about, like if you buy this chicken and this and this and all of that. So if you pay with 20 rands, then you will get... 7 rand and 52 change. So 7.52. So then the Malema is advertising. He says, you see, if you pay with a 20 rand, one note, only one note, but if you give them, then you will get a 5 rand, and you'll get a 2 rand, and you'll get a 50 cents, and you'll get a 1 cents. So you become more rich. They see. You say Nando's will give you change. Anyway, that's all a joke now, right? That's a joke now. Anyway. But you know this, what's his name? You see Trevor Noah. Yeah. You all know Trevor Noah. Yeah. Trevor Noah is good. I like him. Trevor Noah is very good. He's very good. What they call him? Daylight. What they call him? Daywalker. Daywalker, yeah, Daywalker. Cape Town they call him banana, but anyway. Anyway, Ya Mashaykh, khair inshallah, right? It's very good. Anyway, Ya Mashaykh, where did we go now? So we said, say, you joined the ANC and these type of things. I don't know where else we went. Oh, Africa. Yes, Africa, right? So the history of Islam in Africa goes back to the early days, walhamdulillah. Let me just tell you something from my side. In South Africa, Islam is now in South Africa, what, like 300 years, you know that? Islam is in South Africa for about 350 years or something. You know, on Robben Island, when, you know, in history, maybe some of you in the apartheid days, you did this history about Van der Beek and the Dutch East India Company. Any of you did that? The Dutch East India Company. No? I think they changed the history books now. But the Dutch East India Company, that is, so look at that. It wasn't a government. It was a company. It was a business. But that business was so big, that they had India under their control. We've got no time to go into the history. Who ruled India? Who rules India today? Muslims or Hindus? Hindus. Hindus. India is over 1 billion population. How much? 1 billion population. If they all jump up and jump down, there'll be an earthquake in the earth. Over 1 billion. How many Muslims they got? I think 20 million or 200, 20 million or something like, or 200 million or something, which is nothing compared to the Hindus, right? India was under Muslim control. India was under Muslim control for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Until eventually, when the Muslims started fighting with one another, where you put your hand? You put your hand like here. You're making Raful Yadin. Why are you doing like that? You're talking Urdu. Well, you speak, what you speaking there? This one, yeah, no, you're coming from there. This man, yeah, what's your story? You Hanafi, this one Shafi, this one that story, this story, etc. Right? So they got their own stories. So once the Muslims started to fight with one another, then the enemy could come in and say, right, I'll help you and you fight that one. I'll help you. That's what the whites did. Yes or no? You had the political parties, I'll support you, you kill your brother. I'll help you, you fight that one there. Divide and conquer. What's it? Divide and conquer. Excellent. So they eventually came in with that company, Dutch East India Company. And the same company came to South Africa. And that's when the first white man and all of that came here. Before they came here, they were also putting their fingers in Indonesia. Indonesia, 100% Muslim country, was ruled by the Muslims. But the Dutch East India Company went there. Look at their Dutch apartheid. The forefathers are from where? Afrikaners. What language? From Dutch. From Holland. From Holland. So they were putting their fingers in Holland. They were putting their fingers in Indonesia. And then the princes, the Muslim princes, the Muslim leaders that they captured, so they exiled them to where? Robben Island. If you go look at Robben Island, next to where Mandela was, there's a big grave of a Muslim there. I mean, come on, you must know some history, yes or no? You don't know anything? You don't read? What's the first revelation in the Quran? Iqra. If you don't read, you'll never know anything, Yamashai. And history is super important. Super important. Two, three weeks ago, I was somewhere. So somebody was saying, talking about, there's a place in Johannesburg called Lodium. You must have heard of Lodium. Lodium, right? Outside Pretoria. If you didn't know, maybe now it's changed. But a few years ago, the city in the world with the most number of Mercedes-Benz was Lodium. Per kilometer, per square kilometer, Lodium had more Mercedes-Benz than even Germany, where it's made. Who lives in Lodium? 95% Muslims. 95% Muslims. But look at this small example. But during apartheid, the headquarters for Mercedes-Benz was in Pretoria. And the Muslims, although they were buying the most number of Mercedes-Benz, and they in Lodium, and there's more Mercedes-Benz in Lodium than the entire world in any square kilometer, still the Muslims, it's a small example. It's not like, the blacks who were killed in Soweto. It's not a big example like that. It's a small one. But it's something to think about. That imagine Mercedes-Benz, the Muslims in Lodium who buy the most, were asking for a franchise, for them to open up a Mercedes-Benz branch. But because of apartheid, they were not given a Mercedes-Benz branch. Although they were buying more Mercedes-Benz than anybody else. Because apartheid was like that. I know it's not like you'll give me example, your grandfather, he was shot because he went somewhere. I know that. I know. You can't compare that example. Right? You can't compare. But I'm just for you to understand that apartheid affected things on all levels. On that small level, on the business level, on all levels. Read your history. Jay, read your history. Side note, you will see that especially many roads in South Africa and stuff like this, some of them are named after Indians. But those Indians are what? A Muslim. You go to West, you go to Durban, your Grey Street is now called what? Yusuf? Yusuf Dadu Street. In Pietermaritzburg now, what's it called? Chota Mota something Street. Chota Mota, that bridge there, it's called something like that. Jayed? When was this? Who's Mandela was sharing his cell with who? Mandela cell, and the next cell next to him was who? Ahmed Kathrada. Our first justice minister was who? The first justice minister for South Africa after 94 was who? Hey, you guys are bad. I mean, seriously, man. Huh? Was Dalla Omar. The first education minister was Ahmed Kathrada. The first water minister was Vali Musa. Jahil, our minister of, what's this? I think at the moment, of vice. Yes, give her down. There she is, sitting in the back there. There she is, at the back there. Yeah, we're going now. 5 minutes, inshallah. The vice, the second in charge of foreign affairs. We're going now. Second in charge of foreign affairs, what, Aziz Pahad. And then he was his brother or something, Isup Pahad. Jayed. Then we got, okay, we leave that, the Sheikh brothers. That's a different story. All right? Huh? Anyway, Sheikh. No, Yusuf, no. Okay, can't open it. Okay, no problem. Play with it. You can play, it's fine. Anyway, Yamashaykh, the point is study. Who wants a dumb Muslim? My point in this whole thing was that dawah in South Africa, mashallah, someone say, mashallah, dawah, subhanallah, assalam is here, how many years? Don't tell them I said this. All right, assalam is here, how many years? 20 years, 30 years? Can you give me one Muslim that came out from these organizations that you can say, mashallah, he is somebody? How many people graduated? If you want to, I mean, majority of the crowd here are Africans. So let me give that example. How many blacks, how many Africans graduated from Darul Uloom, went to study in Saudi Arabia, went to study in Sudan, went to study in Uganda, went to study at As Salam and all these organizations, all of this? How many of them, you know, we can say, hey, that man is somebody now, man. You know, he's really become something. You know, he's on the world level. He's on the world scale. Everybody is, you know, trying to invite him, come here, come this, that. How many millions we spent? But sometimes there's nothing to show for it. Yes or no? Yes or no, subhanAllah. Huh? Mandela went to the madrasa of Yusuf alayhi salam. What was the madrasa of Yusuf alayhi salam? What was the madrasa of, what madrasa Mandela went to? The madrasa of Yusuf alayhi salam, what was it? I'd rather commit suicide, yeah. Huh? What was the madrasa of Yusuf alayhi salam? Nobody? Huh? Prison? He went to jail. What was the madrasa? The madrasa of Yusuf alayhi salam was jail. Huh? So Yusuf saw that auntie there. She was the Aziz's wife. And she said, Yalla bismillah, come. Close the door. Right? She wanted him. All right, so he said, I'd rather go to jail than, you know, this thing here. Then she complained to her husband. Then they sent him to jail. And that was better for him, right? So he was in the madrasa of Yusuf alayhi salam, Mandela, etc. Right?
I want to go to Auntie Sarah.
She's not there. Huh? She's not sitting there. Go see in the back there. Right. So? Go there then. Go walk there. Go under the curtain. Go under the curtain. Swim under the curtain. Go swim under the curtain.
Go.
Go from outside. Go. Put your shoes on and go outside. All right? So yeah, Mashaykh. So what you going to do with your life? No point in me coming here. As it is, we're already late, right? You know the problems we already got, right? So anyway, no point coming here. Mashallah, we talked now about Islam and talked about one Hazrat in India and then one other man in Afghanistan and all the long story. What benefit? No benefit. What you going to do with your life? You're only 20-something. I already started to get gray hairs. Mushkila, time is over. Huh? What you going to do, Ya Mashaykh? Haji, make sure you do something, man. And also, let me tell you something else. This is from inside stories. Even on your Islamic side, don't just be a dumb person. Study it properly. Study the books, you know, whatever it might be. Learn the Arabic language. For as long as you don't have Arabic language, you're impotent. You know what's impotent? Y'all know what's impotent. Jayed? He's a male, but not a man. You understand? Impotent. He's a male, but not a man. Jayed? shooting blanks. Shooting blanks. Anyway, if you don't have Arabic, you are at a loss. Because now you have to, anybody tells you it's this, you have to follow, you have to go with what they say. Exactly, Simon, what do you say? All right. But if you have Arabic, then at least you can go to the sources directly. MashaAllah, you got Hamza there. MashaAllah, you got Abdul Rahman there. Hamza graduated from Medina University. So if you go to Hamza and you tell Hamza, you know what? Nothing to do with As-Salam. Every day after Maghrib, I'm going to sit here in the corner. I need you to teach me half an hour Arabic. He's not going to tell you no. He'll never tell you no. Sit there and you learn. This is the time that you got. Once you finish off from whatever, I mean, I know many of you are not studying here, or etc. But wherever you are, make use of your time. Right? Visit this website, www.alkothar.org. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I teach for this Al-Kawthar Institute. Right? We have 2-day intensive courses. How many times I came to As-Salam? How many times I told people about Al-Kawthar? But up till today, not a single person phoned and said, you know what, I heard about the Al-Kawthar course, I want to come, I want to attend. Nobody. It's like, you know, you want to, it's like somebody comes, you know what, you want to become a millionaire. I got my book there, it's 20 pages, if you read it, you'll become a millionaire. But nobody goes outside, nobody takes the book, nobody reads it. What you want, someone to take a million and put in your pocket? Huh? You know that story, Omar, he saw the man holding the Kaaba, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant me pious children. So Omar asked him, are you married? He said, no. He's crying, Ya Allah, grant me pious children. Are you married? He said, no, not married. You can make dua day from now until after Qiyamah. You think any children going to come? No Virgin Mary or Isa alayhi salam story or something here. Alright? Allah astamashki. So you have to make the effort and then something will come. Jayid. So we have these courses in about almost now 30 cities around the world. This last weekend, now Saturday I'm sitting here. Today is Saturday? Today is Saturday. Yeah. Last week Saturday I was in Calgary. Calgary, last week Saturday and Sunday in Calgary in Canada. The Saturday and Sunday before that was in Toronto in Canada. 2-3 weekends from now, we got like 15 teachers from Al-Kawthar from around the world all going for Umrah together. And then on the 9th of next month, 9th of May, 9th and 10th of May is a course in London. And then the weekend after, course in Dhaka in Bangladesh. So these courses here, for example, in Bangladesh, you have 500 people who attend the course. Did the course in Melbourne, in Australia, you got 600 people attending. Very, very professional, high level, etc. But you guys not interested in the least bit. Not bothered in the least bit. Every day of the week in Durban at NMJ near Overport, we have Arabic classes every single day. But nobody's interested in attending. Money, I don't have money, is not an excuse. Why? Because whoever you, if you want to be, you know what? Boss, you know, I really like to attend this thing. But wallahi, all I have is 30 rands. Nobody will turn you away. Where there's a will, there's a way, and a plan would be made. So money is never ever, you know, the reason that, no, I can't attend because I don't have money. That's not an excuse. You won't attend because you don't have the will. You won't attend because you're not interested. And you know when you'll regret, not this, I'm just talking generally everything, studying or anything like that. You know, and I know, when I was in school, you know, it was, I was like in the class clown. In every class, there's a class clown, isn't it? I hear As-Salam got half the class, they're clowns. Varlam, three quarter, the clowns. You know the clown? The clown, he likes to, you know, his pants is a little bit low. So he shows his what do you call, underwear a little bit. I don't know what style that is. The class clown, you know, he keeps it extra baggy a little bit. So his underwear, he must show. You see me, I'm wearing Calvin Klein underwear. What aql is that? I mean, seriously, what aql is that? I mean, you've seen some of these videos and stuff. The guy is wearing pants and the pants is like here. What is this? You can't even walk, you're falling down. You're tripping. I mean, there's some crazy things in the world, Ya Mashaikh. Crazy things, subhanAllah. Jayid. So for example, You have that class clown. He likes to be the fancy man. He plays with the teacher. He just tells the teacher anything. I bow you this, that, whatever. You know what happens? The class clown after matric, everybody else, the quiet boy, the one who was studying this, that, oh, you're a nerd. You're wasting time. Saturday night now, what you sitting with the books, man? Come, let's go, man. Let's go have a skiff. Huh? So he does that. The class clown becomes a failure. He's the one becomes a failure. And then after that, 2, 5, 7 years later, so he made one girl pregnant. Then he already got 2 kids. Now he's looking for a job, is here, there, looking, puzzling something. Whereas the other guy who was studying, who was doing this, even if you're not studying, but you do something. You know, becoming an electrician, a plumber, a mechanic, today, you're probably going to get the same salary as a doctor or probably more. I'm serious. Super important. You become a good, reliable, honest electrician, oh, you got big money. Good, honest, reliable plumber, you got big money. Good, reliable, honest builder, you got big money. Those things too, maybe, you know, all these adding and subtracting and books and memorizing, not for you. Then that's something there. Jai, boiler maker, etc. Big money. You think, what boy? When I was in school, they said, boiler maker. What boiler maker? My age, boiler maker. How do you know how much boiler makers earn? I was in this one program in Middleburg recently. So they were talking about molders. What's a molder? The guy said, you know, molders in South Africa is one of the highest paid jobs. I said, what's a molder? I never heard of a molder. You know what's a molder? You know any bottle you want to make? You know any bottle that you want to make? The one who makes the mold for the bottle. So then, you know, so it's like if you put, like, for example, if you put water in a bottle and you make it ice, so you know that like shape inside. So the molder makes shapes of bottles and all of these funny things. And, you know, it's a heavy specialized job. So the guy was telling me there's no molders in South Africa. So they have to now look for the old apartheid white, you know, workers. And get them, tell them out of retirement, come please, we need you. And so pay them, you know, crazy money. 50,000, 80,000 rands a month, crazy money. Because nobody else, everybody wants to become accountant and this and that and all of that. Mushkira. So Yamshay, do something with your lives. Do something with your lives, Jair. For yourself and for Islam, inshallah. We'll take 4 questions, inshallah. Any questions across the board. Quick, and then we leave, inshallah. Yalla, anybody, any 2 questions. Anything, Islam, not Islam, Christianity, di-da-da, whatever. Yalla, anything. Any sister, any brother. Make sure you finish your degree, Dukro. And the rest of you too. And study. Study Islam too. Don't be dependent upon others. Maulana said, and this one and that one and all of that. Jahid? Also, you know. Yusuf, you want to go to the toilet?
No.
You sure? I mean, it's like 6, 7 hours you haven't gone to the toilet. Mushkila. Yalla, any questions, Jamshaykh? You went? Oh, okay, alhamdulillah. Any questions, Jamshaykh? Shifa ul'i as-su'al. Prophet ﷺ said that the cure for ignorance is to ask. Jayid. Fadda, doctor.
Jesus did.
Jesus did. Bal rafa'ahu Allahu ilay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that Allah, you know, so we believe just like the Christians believe that Jesus was resurrected. Jesus was taken away. We believe he was taken away. They believe he was taken away. We believe he was taken away alive. They believe he was taken away after he was killed. Shahid? And obviously they're going to mess up because they say now he's 3 in 1 and now he's God and he died on the cross and how did God die and who was God's mother and all of that. Oh, shit. We'll eat it later. Yalla. Anything else, Amishai? Fadla ya akhawat. I got some good brothers. So maybe sisters can help us with this answer. There's some good brothers, South African brothers, you know, looking to get married. But they said, where do we go to find a good, you know, black girl? You know, who's intelligent, who's clever, And also, you know, her character, her behavior is good. Where do we find someone like that? Huh? EP. Oh, he's not made yet. Not created. Keep searching. Sisters. Huh? You'll know of some any good girls. Huh? A homemaker.
Yeah, no, you better make one for yourself. Like,
you have to mold her.
Yeah, mold her. You
so
know,
he
get that payment. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. A good wife afterwards. But,
so you get her bad, you make her good.
Yeah.
What if you got her bad and she made you mad? That's what usually happens. That's what usually happens. Especially amongst the Indians. You don't see in the newspaper. Every week one Indian man commits suicide. He's going mad. Can't manage. Gone off. You don't see Hindi movie, they run around the tree. Before they get married, they run around tree, run around tree. They're running around the tree, singing, running around tree. After they get married, he's running around his brain. Anything else, Akhawat? Any questions? Yusuf? Yusuf? Behave. We're going now. Yalla. Anything else, Mashaq? Fadla, doctor. We're going now. Don't be naughty. Don't be naughty. Be a good boy. We're going now. Yalla, fadla.
It's in Islam. She says, Allah is one. So what the person says is, God is one. So my Jesus is one. My idol is one. So that's one.
My what?
My idol is one. He says, Jesus is one. Mm. So that's my one.
Okay. So he says, Jesus is one.
Yes.
Holy Ghost is one. And God is one. Like that?
Actually, what he's asking is, in Islam we say that God is one. So that person actually, he doesn't believe in God, he believes in Jesus. And he says that my Jesus is one, so that's one God for me. That's what he's trying to ask.
Oh, okay.
How would you
advise him? I say, Jesus is what? Jesus is prophet or Jesus is God? Which one?
Huh?
1 + 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. Come sit here. Give adhan. Teach the people. They don't know. Teach them, Yusuf. Come teach them. You come give adhan in the mic here. Come give adhan here. Look here. Yusuf. Yusuf. Come. You come give adhan in the mic. Give adhan in the mic. Come talk to adhan. Come talk to adhan here. Yeah, they all listen. Shayid. Ala kulli hal. Where's the brother? Shayid. But stay in one place. Going three places. Ala kulli hal, doctor, listen carefully. Watch this documentary on the internet. Who wrote the Bible? Watch this documentary. Who wrote the Bible? Or it's called Who Authored the Bible? This is a priest in America. It's a 1-hour documentary. He went from country to country to country to find the original Bible. Now the original Bible was written like about hundreds of years after Jesus Christ. Jayid. And basically at the end of it, this is what they said. We have faith. How can you prove that this book is from God? We have faith. That's all. If you're going to say blind faith, then you know what? My name is George Bush then. Just have blind faith. Anybody can say anything after that. Watch that documentary. Very, very good documentary. Jayid. Because there's no history. You know, Jesus. We also believe in Jesus. But what remains of his teachings, etc. Wallahu a'lam. And how can it be? Imagine, just on a side point. Imagine the Pope. He doesn't get married. Can a man stay like that? Who saw our Yaqub Jumu'ah? How many wives he got? Who's Yaqub Jumu'ah? Yaqub Jumu'ah. Jacob Jumu'ah. Yaqub Juma. You must make him Yaqub Juma. He's already got 4 or 5 wives. All you need to do is make his name right. You tell him, In fact, you tell him, hey, Yaqub, you are more Muslim than me. You tell him, you know, you are more Muslim than me. I don't even have one wife, you got four. Or five, I don't know how many you got. Anyway, listen, Ya Masai, listen. Imagine the Pope. How many times, every time you hear a story in the newspaper, this Pope found guilty of child abuse. That Pope found guilty of child abuse. This Pope here is homosexual. That Pope, they're tickling the children. Obviously, why? Because naturally, man has... Yusuf! Come here right now. Come here. Sit here. Sit with me here. Because I told you. Sit here. See the people. They want you to give a time. They want you to... I don't blame him now. Because you remember Mawanda's story? He's supposed to be at home now. 2 hours ago, he was supposed to be at home. So you don't blame him. Not his fault. Small boy. Anyway, khair ya Masayif. Anything else? Ya Akhawat? Any questions there? So khair, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all khair and barakah in this world and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you His blessings. May you go back home safely, inshallah. May you be those Muslims that the Muslims are proud of, inshallah. May you be those Muslims that your father and your mother, even if they're not Muslim, they are proud of you, inshallah. Shayyid, khair, barakah. And then with your kids, you do the same. Bismillahi ta'ala. Hayyakumullah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.